scores and to show his versatility against Mayville. He was 7 of 8 passing for 100 yards and 2 scores. So he has the dual threat ability. He's just playing in the same division and same league as Hunter James. Doesn't get the love and doesn't actually isn't the vocal point of the offense. They like to run the football. They're a power running scheme. But Isaac Kineth is a guy that is able to run the ball when asked to and is able to throw it downfield when needed to. And that provides challenges for opposing defenses.
Behind Kineth in the backfield is a strong 1-2 punch. And much like their junior quarterback, their running game has a bright future with a sophomore and junior leading the way. If history tells us anything, we'll be seeing a lot of sophomore Derek Snyder and junior Carlos Ibarra.
You can't keep Derek Snyder off the field. When we saw him the first time around, he only had, I think, 3 carries, and 2 of them were for long touchdown runs. He demands more carries. He's the sophomore in this backfield. 147 carries. He's got 1,100 yards and 20 touchdowns. 7.8 yards per carry. Against Mayville, he only had 7 carries, 163 yards and 2 scores. But don't forget, Carlos Ibarra, very good runner in his own right. Against Kingston, he was the workhorse. 24 carries, 208 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was averaging 8 yards per carry. So he is one of those guys that is a workhorse back. He gets better with more carries, and they haven't missed a beat since Cruz went down.
Defensively, Dekkerville has the second best rated defense of the 17 teams in the NCTL this year, second only to Morris. Through 9 games, the Eagles are allowing just 13.3 points per game. That includes 2 shutouts and 3 one-touchdown efforts. Dekkerville's defense has allowed more than 20 points in just a game just once, and that was way back in week number 2 against Morris, 14-34. Some key returners on the defensive front have been the key so far.
Just to name a couple of them, Curtis Vogel, Travis Trigger, 2 of the big names you will see, leaders on that defensive line. They held Peck to 67 total yards against Mayville. They had 14 tackles for loss. Not tackles, tackles
for
in
a loss.
The backfield. Unbelievable what this defense can do. They did give up 299 yards to Kingston, which can be an issue because it is clearly better weather conditions. The field looks amazing as usual. Hunter James had 21 carries, 131 yards, and a score. But I think 60 of it or so, 70 of it, came on the first series of the game. So after that, they really did a good job. I'm glad we talked about slowing down Hunter James. Stopping him is impossible. How do you keep the big play away from him? They will have a linebacker spy on him. They will have defensive backs cheating up to his side of the field, which may cost them a long touchdown pass at some point throughout the game, but they're going to do whatever they can to keep Hunter James in the backfield and not scrambling, because that, in my opinion, when he's on the move, that's when he's at his best.
We are just 12 minutes away from kicking off tonight's Kingston at Dekkerville rematch. As you're listening to your home for high school football, the WNLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WNLWSports.com. Kingston at Dekkerville in the first week of the postseason right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Denny King here, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll. I'm excited to bring you unbelievable deals this month. I have zero do-it signing leases. Just bring a plate to transfer, no games, no gimmicks. All taxes and fees in the first month payment are made. Truly zero down and due. The deal I'm most excited about is the 2019 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk 4x4. This is a trail-ready, loaded Jeep starting at $348.26, zero due at signing. Come see me today, the King of Cars at Moore Motors in Carroll, or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
We all love the small-town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors because they are our neighbors. You know a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
Some people leave high school sports officiating when their children begin to play. Some get the opportunity to move on to higher levels of a sport. If you were once in the high school officiating family, we want you back in the game, and it's easy to get started. To learn more, visit the officials page of the MHSAA website. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
It's the first week of the postseason. The road to the Superior Dome begins tonight for Kingston on the road at Deckerville in the first week of the postseason. It's a rematch back from week number 5. Deckerville won that one 38-20. And here we are as the crows flies. It's just 25 miles between Kingston and Deckerville High Schools, north by northeast. By car, it's a 38-minute journey covering 31 miles. East at M46 to M19, then east on Deckerville Road until you're in downtown Deckerville. Comparing school size, Kingston has 187 Cardinals wandering the high school hallways. On the other side of the ball, Deckerville boasts 175 students, according to the MHSAA Spring 2018 student count. So it's plus 12 in favor of Kingston as far as school size. Tonight marks the 22nd meeting between Kingston and Deckerville, and the results are quite lopsided. I was surprised they even see this. In fact, of the 21 results since 1981, Deckerville has won 20 of them. Kingston just one victory. That win came all the way back in 1987 when the Cardinals won 9-3 in an apparent field goal juggernaut. Otherwise, Deckerville went 9-1 against Kingston in the 80s and 11-0 since 2010. This marks the third time since 2014 that these two squads have met twice in the same season. 2014, Deckerville took out Kingston in the playoffs 72-22. In 2015, they faced off twice in the regular season, and here we are tonight. With a win tonight, Kingston would earn their first postseason victory since 2014 when they defeated Owen Gage 44-8. If the Eagles win, it would mark Deckerville's fifth straight year making it to the regional final in eight-player football or better. In the world of offensive production, just one team scores more than Kingston, and that would be Morris by 2.5 points. In 48 minutes of play, Kingston is averaging 45.1 points a game, the number two offense in the NCTL. Deckerville comes into the four slot, scoring 37.3 points, plus 7.8 in favor of Kingston. Defensively, it's very close. Deckerville has a slight edge over Kingston, but regardless, these are two of the top three defenses in the NCTL. Entering the postseason, Deckerville gives up 13.3 a game, while Kingston allows 14.1, just a difference of 0.8 of a point between the Cardinals and Eagles, plus 0.8 for the Maroon and Gold. Statistically, overall, when adding together offensive and defense, it's Kingston by 7 points. Las Vegas has set their line for tonight, and they're quite confident that the line is wrong. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University and Jim Delaney Sports Wagering Department set out factoring in all possibilities. Stats, injuries, weather, location, the spread for tonight sits at Kingston, 4.5 points. Today is the 299th day of the year, meaning just 66 days until New Year's Eve. Dave, have any plans?
Well, you know, I mentioned Dan Behnke last week. Notice who didn't show up this week, so I'm thinking those plans are probably canceled, yeah.
Well, how about with just 15 days until November 10th?
Good news is I don't have cold feet for that yet.
Okay,
so
that's good. We have cold feet tonight. How about that?
Right.
Well, we'd like to say hello and greetings to those listening to tonight's game worldwide via WLWSports.com, especially those within earshot here, being the halfway between Deckerville and Kingston, Snover, Michigan.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right, here we go, which leads me to this week's trivia question. Dave, you ready for this?
Let's do it. Let's do that. What's you come up with this week?
Well, I will even say, even for Clark Ramsey standards, these are a bit of a stretch. So before we get into that, I just want to have that disclaimer.
Thank you.
But Snover, Michigan is known for one famous product, the Snover Snoozer mattress. But that's not how Snover got its name. Dave, my question to you is, how did the unincorporated community of Snover get its name?
Oh, wow. Well, I have no clue, so I'm just going to pass on this because I have not a clue.